Newcastle County Council, June 25th, meeting 2013, 7 o'clock. Please stand for a moment of silence. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Hahn?
Here.
Mr. Patrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street? Mr. Packett? Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll card reveals 10 present, 3 absent.
Thank you. Now, approval minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the June 11th, 2013 meeting?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Any announcements from members of the council? Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. At the appropriate time, I'll suspend the rules to consider an item J resolution under presentations in order to present the resolution to the honorees following the vote.
Thank you. Any other announcements? I'm sorry, Mr. Bell.
That's okay. Thank you, Mr. President. Under the proper order of business, we will be making two resolution presentations this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Any more announcements? Seeing none, introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed.
Ordinance 13048, revised zoning map, bringing 100 South Side Mainlands Road, State Route 92, and West Side Keaton Tree Road. 3.04 acres from NC 21 Neighborhood Conservation to PN Neighborhood and to amend the 2012 Comprehensive Plan consistent therewith. Ordinance 13049, amend the annual FY 2014 approved operating budget, reduce the FY 2014 appropriation to the Department of Special Services by $604,818 and increase the Department of Community Services appropriation by $604,818 to reflect the transfer of the management and operation of the Carousel Equestrian Center to Community Services. Ordinance 13050, amend the grants budget, appropriate $249,660 in federal funding from the Department of Homeland Security Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, $384,466 in local funding from Newcastle County, and $46,645 in private funding from the Public Service Enterprise Group Nuclear to fund the operation of the Office of Emergency Management OEM for FY 2014. Ordinance 13051, amend the annual FY 2014 operating budget, reduce the FY 2014 appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Office of Emergency Management by $384,466 to provide the annual county match for the Office of Emergency Management for FY 2014. Ordinance 13052, amend the grants budget, appropriate an additional $75,040 in federal funding from the Department of Homeland Security, Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to the FY 2013 Emergency Management Grant for Emergency Planning and Operations. Ordinance 13053, amend the grants budget, appropriate $177,500 from the FY 2013 approved operating budget to the Property Maintenance Revolving Fund. Ordinance 13054, amend the annual FY 2013 operating budget, reduce the FY 2013 appropriation to the Department of Land Use by $177,500 to provide funding for the Property Maintenance Revolving Fund. Ordinance 13055, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 40, also known as Unified Development Code or UDC, Article 25 Design regarding improvements to the village and hamlet provisions. Ordinance 13056, amend grants budget, appropriate funding for the 2013 State Youth Employment Grant for the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 13057, amend the FY 2013 approved operating budget, reduce the County Council operating budget in order to provide funding for the 2013 Summer Youth Employment Grant. Ordinance 13058, amend the grants budget, appropriate $35,000 from the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and $25,000 from the FY 2013 approved operating budget to the Water Quality Improvement Plan for the Appaquinimink Watershed Grant administered by the Department of Special Services. Ordinance 13059, amend the FY 2013 approved operating budget, reduce the Department of Special Services by $25,000 to provide funding for Water Quality Improvement Plan for the Appaquinimink Watershed Grant. Ordinance 13060, amend the FY 2013 approved operating budget, appropriate $1,972,934 of State of Delaware funding to Department of Public Safety for the Newcastle County Police Employees Retirement System. Ordinance 13061, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2 Administration to clarify the existing exemption from special services contract wage requirements for community groups that raise private funds and manage a contract for specific projects for public benefit in county parks and facilities.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now have reports from select and special committees. Finance, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. Finance Committee met at 1:33 this afternoon, the 8th floor conference room, reviewed items on this evening's agenda, a few approved some grants, and had a presentation on one of the employee investment programs.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Land use, Mr. Retta.
Thank you, Mr. President. On June 18th, 3 o'clock, upstairs on the 8th floor, we had a quick meeting. It had to do with one item that was that's on the schedule tonight for the land at where Bank America is in White Clay Creek, Hunter.
Thank you, Mr. Retta.
Thank you.
Boards and commissions. Councilor Mazzilla.
Yes, this afternoon, the Boards and Commissions Subcommittee met at 3 o'clock in the Council Conference Room. We discussed a number of resumes that were submitted for council appointments and decided to move forward with those and agreed that we should meet more regularly in order to make sure that we have all our boards and commissions appointments filled.
Thank you, Council. Council Lady Diller. Moving on to consent calendar. Consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and published in the newspaper and are available in the back of this room. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved. Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 13157, congratulating and commending Marie Allen on her commitment and compassion to the Heroin Alert Program.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. As per title.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll consent calendar.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powell?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you. Presentations, Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move to suspend the rules to consider Resolution 13-166.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, non-voting? Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Resolution 13-166 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Sorry. Resolution 13-166, congratulating Zero Waste team members Susanna Mason, Eric Long, and Daniel Pasco on receiving the 2013 Christopher Columbus Foundation Community Grant.
Per title.
Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you.
Mr. President, yes. I move to return to the regular order of business.
For a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We shall return. Consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar. Other resolutions, Madam Clerk, R13-158. We have more presentations.
We have to do the presentation.
We'll do presentations now. Okay, go ahead.
Can I get Susanna Mason, Eric Long, and Daniel DiTommaso, if they're here, up in the front, along with Martine Long, who's their coach, and Grace, who's their mascot. Thank you.
point tonight. This is a group of students, middle school students, that contacted me in February and asked if there was any possibility of assistance to get seed money for a project that they were doing. We, through council, gave them a $500 grant, and from that they have parlayed that into a pilot program and ultimately went to a national contest and came out in first place with $25,000. So we certainly wish our investors. Members Susanna Mason, Eric Long, and Daniel DiMasio on receiving the 2013 Christopher Columbus Foundation Community Grant. Whereas in the fall of 2012, Susanna Mason, Eric Long, and Daniel DiMasio started the Zero Waste Team as an avenue to implement their concept of a residential curbside compost collection program. And whereas the team established a pilot program in the community of Charter Oaks, where they educated homeowners on the process of composting curbside and negotiated curbside compost collection through Allied Waste Management. And whereas, at the start of the program, the students hypothesized that 50% of the waste placed curbside could be diverted from the landfill through composting, and that hauling costs could be reduced as a byproduct of this diversion. And whereas the pilot program was a resounding success, producing a cumulative diversion rate of 56%, with the original participating households continuing to compost to this day. And whereas, in an effort to expand the program in other communities throughout Newcastle County, the Zero Waste Team applied for and was chosen as a finalist in the Christopher Columbus Awards, a program by which the Christopher Columbus Fellowship Foundation fosters ideas put forward by teams of students from across the country who share a commitment to community and enterprising spirit and are resourceful in the areas of social studies and science. And whereas every year, 8 finalist teams are chosen to attend the National Championship Week in Walt Disney World, where students interact with engineers and experts in the fields of science and technology from Walt Disney, and a $25,000 community grant is awarded to one of the finalist teams. Whereas this team, the Zero Waste Team, was awarded the $25,000 grant, becoming the first team from Delaware to receive this honor and enabling them to expand their composting efforts throughout Newcastle County. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County that County Council hereby congratulates Susanna Moore, Eric Long, and Daniel DiMasio, members of the Zero Waste Team, on receiving the 2013 Christopher Columbus Foundation grant and wishes them continued success as they expand their composting program. This is a group that
we can move
trains
on. Move on
communities.
To H after that.
They have expanded to three communities at this point.
Yes,
and I do know, it's an educational experience. We play Jeopardy at every training session, and you have to answer questions. Eric is usually the moderator, and the other two have divided the participants, and they have teams. So it's always a challenge to see who wins. Of course, I always sit on the winning side. And now I've been to enough of them that I know the answers. So
you shouldn't be playing.
So we're going to give one of these resolutions to each one of you.
It's in here.
Congratulations.
Terrible.
Here it is.
Ugh. Get a box. Get over there.
And I'm going to give one to you because you have the mascot. And this is Grace Long, who's their mascot. Doesn't she look like a beautiful little princess? Do you want George to come up? I think Daniel is from Councilman Smiley's district. Are you my district too? Or
yes.
We're not sure where.
Cornelia. That was Rockwood. Would be.
Which development?
Say, close to Rockwood Park.
Near where?
Okay. He's John.
Philcrest
Avenue.
It's
Clark.
That's him. They said Rockwood.
You know.
Their coach is Martine Long, mother of Eric. And if you'd like to say a few words about your team, your kids, you're certainly welcome to do that.
Sure. It's been quite the adventure starting out based on some research, thinking, well, there's 50% of our landfill that's organic, what can we do with that? And the team came out and realized that the largest, most state-of-the-art, technologically advanced organic recycling center east of the Mississippi happens to be in Wilmington, Delaware, and it's being used by New York and Massachusetts because it's cheaper for them to truck their organic waste to Wilmington than pay the landfill fees up in New York and Massachusetts, so much so that they're building another plant, an even bigger one, in Massachusetts to redirect. So there's going to be some room here at the Organic Recycling Center here in Wilmington. And I was talking to, fast forward this afternoon, I was talking to Alexandra Kopich, who is the Director of Media Relations from the city, from the mayor's office, and they wanted to recognize the team and send them letters of congratulations. And we went through some very basic statistics about the city of Wilmington, and we estimated that if Wilmington tips 50,000 tons of trash a year, which is probably a reasonable estimate considering DSWA gets 700,000 tons a year. Wilmington, it's just a guess. And half of that trash gets diverted according to what their pilots are finding. The tipping fee reduction off that diversion is $1 million a year. And so these guys have a good idea, and they're only 13, but they've got their numbers down, and there's some real opportunity.
And I first met Martina on the recycling lab. Here's the go figure. Congratulations.
She doesn't realize what she just did to the city's budget
next year. Order solid waste of those.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're all on the paper.
We'll be raising your
rates. We'll be raising rates getting half as much.
Mr. Bell? Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes.
If we could call forward at this time, President Bullock, if you would join myself and Councilman Powers, and we would like to ask representatives from the Alfred G. Waters Middle School to please come forward for a presentation.
Rebuild.
That's about that, about me.
That's all right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, resolution number 13-153, honoring and acknowledging Alfred G. Waters Middle School for placing fourth in the world finals for Odyssey of the Mind competition. Whereas on May 22nd through the 25th, 2013, a seven-member team from Alfred G. Waters Middle School went to Michigan State University in Lansing, Michigan to participate in the Odyssey of the Mind competition. And whereas the team members who participated were Kaylee Anders, Daniel Anderson, Ashley Boy, Leah Combs, Maddie Hutchins, Nikhil Mehta, and Zane Yusmani, coaches who accompanied them to the competition were Robin Combs, Long Term Solution, and Leah Hutchins, Spontaneous Challenge. And whereas the Odyssey of the Mind is an international challenge designed to test the problem-solving skills of students in grades K through college, teams apply their creativity to solve problems that range from building mechanical devices to presenting their own interpretation of literacy classics and bringing their solutions to competitions at the local, state, and international level. Thousands of groups representing public and private schools from across the United States and 25 other nations currently participate in the program. And whereas the team participated in the pet project problem, which required them to design, build, and run three vehicles that were responsible for delivering separate parts to an assembly area. Once the parts arrived, the team had to quickly assemble them into a pet capable of performing a trip. At the competition, the team also was given an on-the-spot spontaneous problem to solve. And whereas the team began working on their solution in October, they placed second at the Delaware statewide competition on March 23, 2013, which earned them the right to travel to Michigan to compete in the 34th annual Odyssey of the Mind World Finals. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, the County Council hereby recognizes, commends, and congratulates Kylie Anders, Daniel Anderson, Ashley Boyd, Leah Combs, Maddie Hutchins, Nakai Mehta, and Zane Yasmani, and coaches Robin Combs and Leah Hutchins for their outstanding performance in placing fourth in the Odyssey of the Mind World Finals competition and for being such a great role model for other students throughout the state of Delaware. Ladies and gentlemen, our students in the
president of the Delaware Odyssey to Mind program for the state of Delaware, and you know, I just appreciate the support that we get from the local government and the different school districts throughout the state. This year, we had 2,000 students from throughout the state participate in this program, and we had the highest number of student representation at the international level that the state has ever had, and it was phenomenal. This team is especially noteworthy. This is the highest that any team from the state of Delaware has finished at the Division II level of the middle school in the past 15 years. We have one team that did slightly better, University of Delaware, at the college level, where the competition was not as fierce. There's not as many colleges participating. But it's just extremely noteworthy, and I'm very proud of it.
Director Joe Bryant and our police staff that are in attendance, please come forward. And as they come through, if Marie Allen, family and friends, would please come forward. I've asked Councilman Streets to join President Bullock and myself because of his sincere and dedicated interest in the Safe Streets program throughout Newcastle County, his commitment to working with our local law enforcement and businesses. This resolution, number 13-157, congratulating and commending Marie Allen on her commitment and compassion to the Heroin Alert Program. Whereas Marie Allen has been associated with the Heroin Alert Program since April 1998, after her own family was victimized by heroin. The Heroin Alert Program is an educational and emotionally moving multimedia presentation which guides the audience through the destructive path of heroin. It also raises awareness of the dangers of heroin, its use, and changes the stereotypical attitudes about what a heroin addict looks like. It shows the viewer the painful steps on the long road of recovery. Whereas on May 30th, 2013, Marie Allen presented the Heroin Alert Program at one of the rehabilitative centers in Delaware. After the presentation, a young man who was visibly distraught approached Marie and informed her that he never thought about what the drug was actually doing to people until now. His parents also informed Marie that the program had a profound emotional impact on him, causing him to understand the consequences of his dealing with heroin. And whereas Marie puts her heart and soul into the making this Heroin Alert Program the powerful program it is today, she is able to reach many people and educate them on the dangers of heroin as well as all drugs and the impact addiction has on the family. Now therefore be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County. The County Council hereby congratulates and commends Marie Allen for her commitment and her compassion to the Heroin Alert Program and for being such an inspiration to others in Newcastle County.
I've been doing this a long time, and
you're fine.
I do it for the kids, for a better life, and I can't say anything else.
Give all of our honorees a big hand. Thank you so much. Consideration resolution removed from the consent calendar. Other resolutions are 13-158. Mr. Retter.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to have substitute one to resolution 13-158. Place before council for consideration and adoption.
Sir. Resolution substitute number one to resolution 13-158, revised exploratory sketch DPUD plan of Bank of America at Christiana Center. White Clay Creek 100, south side of Ogletown Stanton Road, Delaware Route 4, 1,000 feet east of Harmony Road, proposal to convert 10,253 square feet from office to commercial uses with DPUD, MCPUD zoning.
Mr. Guerra.
Thank you. I hope people don't get confused when it says the plans of Bank of America, because what they did, they sold about 3.5 acres to construct a Wawa with pumps and a Chick-fil-A, which will be there. And it was sold to the Wittigs, who are dollar developers. And with this, most of the contractors, if not all, are going to be dollar contractors, which work and play in dollar, and they're going to be spending their money here, like we like to see. So with this, also I'd like to announce that President Bullock is co-sponsor on this. And if anybody has any questions, I believe, I think they're back here. Oh, there's Larry Tarabigo's back here, and the Wittigs are back here, and the engineers.
Any questions of council or comments? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cardiac?
Yes.
Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick? Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
R13-158 is approved. R13-159, Mr. Sheldon.
Mm-hmm. Mr. President, I would like resolution 13-159 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 13-159, amend the capital program, amend the project funding sources for the Brandywine 100 South Rehabilitation Project, Phase 1.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes, Mr. President, we talked about this upstairs in finance, but what this actually does is $20,000 of federal funds that was awarded to DENREC as a permit process. DENREC is handing that $20,000 for this project, so hopefully it would help us save $20,000 in this upcoming project, which is in the the Brandywine 100 South Rehabilitation Phase 1 project.
Council, you have any comments or questions for Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Cartier?
You know, a lot of the Brandywine 100 sewer was built with federal dollars. Unfortunately, those dollars do not really exist in to fund local infrastructure like they used to in the past, sewer infrastructure particularly. And just want to thank folks at DENREC for handing these federal funds over. Every little bit counts, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Any other questions or comments? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call goes 12 yes, 1 absent.
R13-159 is approved. R13-160, Mr. Sheldon.
Yeah, Mr. President, thank you. I would like resolution 13-160 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 13-160, amend the capital program, amend the project funding sources for the Turkey Run Interceptor Rehabilitation Project.
Mr. Sheldon.
All right, yes, Mr. President, this is $9,000 of federal funds. Same reason for the permits and so forth from DENREC, and it's $9,000 that hopefully will lower the Turkey Run Interceptor Rehabilitation Project. Like I said, the county bond should be reduced by $9,000 for this particular project as well as the $20,000 for the last one.
Thank you, Mr. Sheldon. Council, you have any questions or comments? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call goes 12 yes, 1 absent.
Resolution 13-160 is approved. Resolution 13-161. Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. I request R13-161 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Resolution 13-161 authorizing execution of 19 non-bid purchase order contracts for maintenance, computer software, and technology consulting services for the Department of Administration Information Systems totaling $714,555.16.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. As we move forward, I will give a brief recap of what was discussed in committee for this and the next four. As stated on the record, this is 19 non-bid purchase orders. Previously, the work to provide computer programming to Newcastle County was put out for bid. These companies obtained those bids previously. Now we have ongoing costs for them to maintain, serve the software, and provide for the upgrades. Of these 19, 14 of them are for Oracle America Incorporated. Cogsdale Corporation has two. Manatron has one. Northrop Grumman has one. And Interact Public Safety Systems has one. So, in essence, it's actually five different companies.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Comments, questions? Mr. Street.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to be brief, and I'm going to speak to this one in the next four. In my opinion, this is the epitome of open government at its finest. You got 60 bids in five packages at $4.3 million. You know, so we're letting everybody know it's $4.3 million. We give it to who we want to give it to. The little guy never gets in. Little guy's always locked out. I think it's a shame and a disgrace, so I'm not going to support any of it. I picked this battle at some previous council meetings and lost. I know I lose tonight, but I can't support any of this. And this kind of money, I really don't want to go through a whole lot of arguments at subsequent council meetings talking about $20,000 for this and $25,000 for that. And with the stroke of a pen, $4.3 million taking care of who we've been taking care of.
Any other questions or comments from council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiel?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 1 no, 1 absent.
Resolution 13-161 is approved. Resolution 13-162, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I would request resolution number 13-162 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 13-162, authorizing the execution of four non-bid purchase order contracts for funding library operations for the Department of Community Services totaling $2,457,464.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, just briefly, we are working to remove non-bid from some of these contracts come forward. Because quite honestly, it's not fair to the recipients or to this council or to the county government. This is for four, it says non-bid. Well, we don't bid out the libraries. These funds are for four contract libraries. It's the FY14 funding, Corbett Calloway Memorial Library, Newcastle Public Library, Wilmington Institute Library, and Delaware City Public Library. Technically, it's payment of the contract that we have for them to operate in Newcastle County.
Thank you for that explanation. Comments or questions from council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiel?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 1 absent, 1 no.
Resolution 13-162 is approved. Resolution 13-163, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request resolution R13-163 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 13-163, authorizing the execution of three non-bid purchase order contracts for lease rental agreements for the Department of Community Services totaling $260,902.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, not to be redundant, this is pretty much the same situation. Previously, the county sought out locations that would fulfill a need in specific areas in Newcastle County and lease space in order to put libraries in them. This is for the lease rental for the Claymont Community Center, the Middletown Square offices, and the town of Ellesmere for the libraries that we have located there.
Council, questions or comments? Public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 1 no, 1 absent.
Resolution 13-163 is approved. Resolution 13-164, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request resolution R-13-164 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 13-164, authorizing the execution of 28 non-bid purchase order contracts for library books, materials, and subscriptions for the Department of Community Services, totaling $631,041.04.
Mr. Smiley.
As stated and read in the record, this is for the books, supplies, computer programs, everything within all of the libraries that are part of Newcastle County's library system. As was explained in our previous meeting today, there are only two companies in the entire United States that provide these services. And that's about it. This is for all of them, contract libraries, lease space, and county libraries themselves.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Council, questions, comments? Public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 1 no, 1 absent.
Resolution 13-164 is approved. Resolution 13-165, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that R-13-165 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 13-165, authorizing the execution of 6 non-bid purchase order contracts for various services for the Department of Special Services, totaling $332,166.35.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. President, I will briefly recap what we went through in the committee. The first order is for EnviroP Incorporated. What this is previously the county took in bid years ago for pumps, for sewer stations, pump stations, and everything else. This contract is for the parts for those specifically manufactured pumps. The next one for $84,000 is the FY14 cleaning contribution for the PAL centers of Delaware. The next one called Concepts. This is a contract for the utility locator vendor for when we are doing work. We need to have the utilities located, and this vendor is the one that's required by the state. Next one is Newcastle Conservation District for $45,000. This is part of the payment that we make to them to lease equipment. They have equipment, specialized equipment that we don't have. We lease it. If memory serves me correct, after 5 years, we then don't pay the lease. We just use the equipment. Next, Newcastle Conservation District, $75,000. This is the annual appropriation per state code and the contract agreement we have with the Conservation District. Next is the State of Delaware Division of Communications, and this is the payment required by lease for the VHF communications network. Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Comments, questions from council? Mr. Street.
I was going to be done, but the comment from the last one about only one or two companies that provide this service, and that's like saying only one or two companies can put together a package and sell books. In the instant matter, I guess one of these, it's only one company in town that does janitorial service. Okay? Give me a break.
Any other comments?
Mr. President, just for clarity's sake, we're giving the funds under contract to the PAL Center. It's my understanding that the PAL Center is contracting out, but I may be wrong, so I'm not going to debate that. I'll be willing to look into that further. Thank you. Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm hopeful that these titles will be straightened out sooner much than later. I did have a conversation with Andrea Smith this afternoon because these titles are just not accurate to use the word non-bid, the words non-bid over and over again when it's not really a non-bid. And to take the point further, if it is a non-bid contract, there's a sheet that should be filled out explaining the reason why. And when you look at the one relating to the library contracts, there's nothing there to say why or why not. And I just think it needs to be corrected. It's been going on too long. I'm told that it will be corrected in the very near future, but it's just getting to be too problematic when you have non-bid on a contract that's actually providing the funding that we're required to provide to the libraries. It's taxpayers' money going to the libraries, and we have to do this. So there's no reason why non-bid should be in the title of this particular resolution as well as a few of the others, and I hope it clears up some confusion.
Did Ms. Smith give you a timetable when she could have that?
She said going forward, we should not see this non-bid when it's not appropriate to have it there.
Good. Thank you. Mr. Street and Ms. Diller.
You can change it to non-bid, no-bid, justify. Doesn't change my position when I owe it. It's still $4 million that we're giving away, saying that nobody else can do this work. It's a lockup program. I don't care what you call it. So you come back with another hyper-technical term, okay? What needs to stop is just giving away what we want to give away to who we want to give it away to.
Councilmember Diller, then Councilmember Hollins.
These are just purchase orders. Just call them a purchase order and be done with it.
So recorded on the record, Mr. Hollins.
It is not my intent to cover up or any wrongdoing. As a matter of fact, some of these are, in fact, non-bid. But when they are not non-bid, that's when I have an issue with that. So it's not to cover up or to support any mischievous behavior or intent from anyone. It's just the fact that libraries are not non-bid contracts. There are other instances where they're clearly non-bid contracts. We cannot paint everything with such a broad brush. It does cause confusion for me, if not for anyone else. So I'm not trying to defend the administration or any departments, but I just think when there's an error that we recognize as an error, it should be corrected. That's my only intent here.
Thank you, Mr. Hollins. Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think, as everyone has said, that using the word non-bid here is really misleading. All of these contracts at one point had some bid on them. When we go for computers, that's a bid. Somebody gets the bid and the maintenance contract comes along with the actual product. So what we're paying for in some of these is the maintenance contract. Originally, it was bid. It's not bid now because it was part of the original bid. Every single maintenance issue does not have to be rebid. So the fact that they even say non-bid is ridiculous because we actually bid on them at some point.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments and fruitful discussion. Any other discussion or questions from council? Public comments? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiac?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street? Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Resolution 13-165 is approved. Moving on to ordinances, ordinance 13-040, Mr. Powers.
I will be leaving it on the table.
Thank you, sir. Do we have any honorary resolutions tonight? We did those already, correct? Emergency ordinances.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that E13-001 be read by title only and placed before council.
Second.
Emergency Ordinance 13-001, amend the FY 2014 approved operating budget, increase public safety by $80,000 to provide funding for the Emergency Services Corps program and its volunteer and emergency service to county citizens.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, before I get into it, I want to express my gratitude to the county executive who stepped right up with the funding when I made the phone call, when we realized that there would be a shortage. In addition, I really need to thank the finance department, council to council, and my legislative aide for working together to put this in the proper legal format to meet the requirements of an emergency ordinance. The situation is such that
The funding was not allocated to complete in the FY14 budget to complete the AmeriCorps budget, which is run on the calendar year to match the federal funds. Failure to have these funds would end the program June 30th, and all those young adults who are participating, working with the volunteer fire companies, everything out there, they would have, their program would have stopped. They would have been let go. They would not have been able to complete the program, get whatever credits or whatever they would be working towards. So this just helps fill out the funding for this unit, for this year of the contract. And again, I want to thank everyone who participated. And most of all, I want to thank some of the fellow council members who contacted me and helped put people in touch with me in order for us to correct this thing.
I also join you in thanking the administration and our council team for stepping up to the plate. The lady who runs this program found me at my church one day and pleaded to get this appropriation. So it's an important program for these kids. Thank you for your leadership, Mr. Smiley.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes, I know that there are many community people throughout Newcastle County who are utilize this program, who are involved in it. In fact, I was at the Arden Town meeting last night, and I had one of the community members there who was very concerned about the situation. So I'm very glad that I have this ordinance in front of us tonight to continue the funding for this very worthy program. And I know that it does a lot of great work for many communities across Newcastle County.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Any other comment? Public comment. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Collins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Collins?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street? Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? President, roll call,
11, yes, 2, emergency ordinance 13-001 is approved. Public comment. Anyone wish to address the council from the public? Councilmember Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to announce that although my co-chair on land use announced at the beginning that his land use committee meeting last week was very short, I'd like to announce our next one will be even shorter. It's been canceled.
Also, I'd like to thank our officer in the back. I don't know if you noticed, council, several months ago we did not have officers here, and we do now. We request it through the public safety director, and just want to acknowledge your presence. Also, I want to announce Thursday evening I will be participating in a ride along with Newcastle County Police Department. So you all pray for me.
Front seat or back? Front seat or back, sir?
Depending on the neighborhood. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just for council's general information, this afternoon, myself, Councilwoman Lisa Diller, as well as Councilman Joe Retta, attended the official launch of the Smart 911 program, and they had a press conference at the Public Safety Building this afternoon, actually this morning at 11 o'clock. Everything went well. They also did a live demonstration of providing the information from the 911 center to a police, emergency medical, and a fire apparatus.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley.
And I just want to comment, I apologize for not being able to make the event, but I am already registered, and it's very user-friendly.
Good. And just a side note, if you get a chance before you go to bed tonight, take a look at the Supreme Court's ruling on the voter rights Act. It's very interesting. We have some difficult days ahead, but let's do our part here in Delaware to make sure folks have a right to vote and protect that right, which was won some 50 years ago through Dr. King and other civil rights leaders and Rabbi Abraham Herschel and other groups. So let's take a look at that and make sure we can protect these rights here in Newcastle County. Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Good night. Thank you.